Blog Talk Radio.
Down in Atlanta, what's in the club? Call me Dirty Diana.
yoga.
Good morning, good morning. Motivational Mondays with your sexy host, Emma E2K. Yeah, here, another blessed Monday. Shout out to all those that are on deck, that are listening through whichever way they can get through. I appreciate you. You know, you can also call in at 347-826-7722. Shout out to all those on the gram, on Facebook, on all the group pages. Good morning, everybody. It's a day to motivate, man. I'm up and I'm blessed, and I hope you are the same. Happy birthday to all those celebrating their born days, and all those that just finished celebrating, and those that are still celebrating that are on fire. Shout out to all of y'all. Happy birthday to all of y'all. I'm gonna go into some music. Somebody, shout out to all those that, well, we were on the topic about cougars. So shout out, this song is going to appropriately go out to all the cougars this morning. You know, why not, man? Age is just a factor.
Jaheim, the last model should be here in a second.
I'm excited, very excited.
Me too.
We've got some beautiful, talented, sexy ladies on deck. They're going to kill it.
You know they will.
Mm. Each one is a masterpiece. Let's get it.
My baby. What a lady.
Every chapter, getting more.
Using any type of enhancements or nothing just to keep your beauty. I mean, nothing against those that feel they need it and want to do that. But shout out to, you know, all the naturals that are just enjoying the journey and enjoying, you know, the beauty. And, you know, listen, we are like fine wine, okay? I'm just saying, you know, the best and most expensive wine is that one that you allow to age gracefully. So with that being said, shout out to all my, you know, all the ladies, my elders, and all those that are just aging gracefully. I know I'm aging gracefully. So anyway, so today I said I was going to start my 21-day forgiveness challenge. Apologies don't mean anything if you keep doing what you're sorry for, right? So we have to learn, like, when we forgive something or someone, we have to let that go. We can't forgive them just for that moment. We can't forgive them just because we broke up, we're getting back together, oh, yeah, I forgive you. And then here we go again 2 months later and we're throwing it in their faces. So when you forgive something, it's like kind of forgive and forget, you know what I mean? And move on. And it's just that holding on to resentment and grudges and all that, all it does is really create toxic in your soul. So I just want to do some type of spiritual cleansing. And these 21 days are going to help me because each day I have to pick something to forgive, you know. And Lord knows I have a whole list of stuff. I don't know if I'm going to be able to cover everything in 21 days. But I'm going to, you know, cover as much as I could in 21 days. I challenge you. I challenge you to do the same, man. Join me in my 21-day forgiveness challenge. You know, it's pretty interesting. Once you start, like, the first, second, you know, I've done this before, obviously. But once you start the first, second, and third day where you're, like, kind of finding it kind of hard sometimes, like, okay, what am I going to... And then afterwards, it's just like a waterfall. You just like, wow, this, that, this, that, this, that. And you remember everything. Also, last week, I told you guys I was going for some tests. I had did my mammogram, and they called me back again. They told me not to panic, and, of course, I went and I panicked. and I had to do ultrasound and all that. Well, I'm glad to say I got my results, and everything came out normal. So I'm good. Thank you, everyone, for all your prayers and inboxing me and texting me and being so concerned about, you know, the little stuff that I went through, you know, part of my life's journey. But I appreciate you guys always rocking with me. Y'all incredible. Like, everything I go through, y'all go through it with me. This is why I'm so public and I'm so open with my story and my life, because, you know, when I'm going through something, you guys are the ones there, always, you know, ready to bat. And my prayer warriors always on deck, you know, throwing those prayers, bringing all that positiveness into the universe where I'm able to receive it. It's just amazing. So thank you to all those that truly, truly were concerned about my health. That part of it, it's good. You know, tests came out normal, so amen to that. Also, along with that, please, please, everyone get tested. Ladies, go do your mammograms. And gentlemen, protect your tatas, you know, protect them. Protect the women in your life, you know, let them know, talk to them. Tell them to go check themselves. You know, we all, I mean, there's some people I come across and they're like, you know what, if I have something, I don't even want to know. I think that's real ignorant and irresponsible. You know, if you have something, whatever it is, be it cancer or anything, I want to know. Let's get it on the early stages and let me be able to do something about it. Like I tell my friends, I like to know the name of my enemy so I know who I'm fighting against or who I'm defending myself against, you know. So if that's, you know, if it's something with my health or otherwise, I need to know what it is, what's going on, how early I can be able to attack it. So those that don't have no health insurance as of yet, please do so. If you do anything else for yourself, get some health insurance. You know, you're too busy about saving money up to go to the club and buy bottles and all that and buy drinks and all that or buy a cute outfit. Get yourself some health insurance, people. I'm serious. Like, and go check yourself. Go have that, you know, that yearly physical and everything else. And if you're feeling something, go to the doctor. I mean, really. I'm going to go to my phone lines and see who's hanging out with me. Now, listen to me. These are the rules because I always have to say because people always panic. I don't know why. But when I go to the phone lines and I open up your lines, if you do not feel like talking, then you just don't, and you stay quiet. I'll close up your line. I'll keep it moving, and you could continue to listen to the show. Now, I open up your lines because if you have something to say, if you want to give a shout-out, or if you just want to say good morning, then that is your opportunity to do so. But do not hang up. There's no need to hang up. I don't force nobody to talk because Lord knows I already have enough to say, okay? So I'm going to my phone lines now to see who's hanging out with me. 914, good morning, y'all. We're M-E-2-K. Peace. 914-308.
Hello.
Yes, good morning.
Morning.
Good morning, who's this?
This is Mac357.
Peace, peace. Good morning, how are you?
Not as gorgeous as you, sexy.
Oh, you just boosted up my ego. So how are you this blessed Monday morning?
I got to see some pictures of you this morning, so I'm excited. I'm awake. But I want to say, yo, everything you're doing, keep doing it. You're the motivation, not just because you're beautiful, but because your spirit, because of the topics that you choose to speak on and the things that you choose to align with. Those are the greatest qualities that you have. And on top of that, like the icing on the cake is that you're gorgeous.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I really appreciate it. I mean, you know, I need all the support I can get because if I'm talking and no one's listening, then it goes on deaf ear, right?
Correct.
Yeah. So what are your plans for this week or this morning? Are you at work or?
No, I'm getting ready to head out to work in a little while. I'm getting ready to head out to work in a little while. but I wanted to catch your show before I headed in.
I appreciate that so much. You know that if you can continue to listen to the entire show, we have it archived, so I always have the link on my page if you come through.
Oh, most definitely. I'm going to be here till I got a little while. I don't have to be in the work till 12, so I'm going to listen to you for the rest of the show.
Cool, awesome. So hang out with me. I'm going to put you on hold and continue to go on my phone lines because they're lighting up like Christmas. Let me give everybody a shot. But
all
thank
right,
you.
Sexy.
I appreciate
you, take
you
care.
So much. You have a blessed one.
Take care.
I'm going to continue on my phone lines. For those that just popped in, when I go to my phone lines, if you do not want to speak, it's all good. It's fine. All you have to do is just stay quiet, and I'll continue to keep you on hold, and you continue to listen to the show. But if I do open up your lines, that's your opportunity to call, say good morning, give a shout-out, you know, whatever you want. If not, you just stay silent. I will not hang up on you, and you do not have to hang up, okay? Good morning, 347. 347, y'all with Emma E2K. Peace. 347-313.
Ooh. You already know how it starts, sister.
Good morning, my blessed queen.
Good morning, queen. How you doing?
I'm fabulous. Okay. Even when I'm not, I'm fabulous. You know, I claim
Listen.
It. I got to claim it.
Of course you got to claim it. You got to claim it for it to live. I want to thank you, first of all. First of all, I want to give glory all to God. But I want to thank
Amen.
You also for connecting two queens together. Yes, it was a powerful thing that happened. And as you know, it was like 4 hours overdue on the phone with, you know, one of the other queens. And it was tremendous. You know, it's like we knew each other our lives. And, you know, and it is, you know, God orchestrates things. And it was meant for us to not meet then, but
mm-hmm.
to meet now, you know. And, of course, you're the vessel that God had put to make that happen. And you know, I'm grateful and honored to say that, yeah, you are my sister. You know, it was awesome. It was awesome. I know you was like, I know these girls. They, what?
Well,
you ignoring my call?
Well, you know how you know how important it is to me for women to connect, period, you know? And, you know, it starts with us giving each other that mutual love and respect.
Oh,
so we can be able to break this cattiness cycle, this cycle that, and this reputation that women have that we're catty and we can't get along and we can't make things happen. And that's not necessarily so. Now, I cannot speak for the whole women race, because I'll be wrong to say
not.
That all women or all queens do get along. No, that's not the truth. But the idea of our sisterhood is to change that, is to tip the scale on that, to create balance on that, because we need each other so much, like, you know, just to back each other up just as women, because we understand each other's struggle. You know, and we should be more, we as women should be the first one online ready to defend, protect, and empower our sisters, you know?
Oh, of course. I mean, I strongly believe in that, you know, getting to know one another in a different level in our lives of maturity and truth. You know, with honesty, plays a big part in that, you know. And, I mean, and with love. Love is the greatest thing that you can ever, you know.
Absolutely.
You put all your stuff aside, you know, and you just show that love. And you see, you know, I mean, and you know how many you rock at the end of the day. So that's without no question. I don't care what, was, when, and how. You know, for me in my eyes, you know, you're a queen of yourself. You stand alone. You know, meaning that you're in your own category. I'm in my own category. Everybody has their own. You know, we was born with this. This is a gift. Some people have to go to the store and buy it. There's no store they can buy it. You feel me?
Absolutely. Oh, absolutely.
They have to develop it. We just have to make sure that we mature it as we grow. You know, and and plant some seeds, but let it be positive. And of course, we're gonna hit, you know, wars and stumbling, you know, stumbling rocks and all that. But at the end of the day, you know, God's arm is never too short to reach out and lift you up, and He'll send one of His angels. He'll send one of, you know, His angels just to say, hey, you know what, I got you, you know. And the least people that you expect to be there is gonna be there, you know.
That's so true.
I mean, it happens. So true. It really does happen, and I love when it happens like that. Because you see God's hands in it. You see, that's how I see it. And if anybody feels they're gloating or they glow about, yeah, I did this, you know what, honey, you ain't do nothing. Because I know who can crush it real quick. It won't be me.
Yeah.
But there's someone that's higher than us. You know, and His wrath is greater than any man. You know, so at the end
Absolutely.
Of the day, I just really want to, like, you know, say thank you, and I hope that if she could hear me, I did, on my Facebook, we did say a few words to one another, but I mean, if she's hearing, I will tell you, man, she's tremendous. I love her like if I've known her forever, because we have a lot of similarity, like, you know,
yes.
So do you too.
That's what the
Remember,
sisterhood is about.
Me and you were bunkies.
Yes. That's what the sisterhood is about. See, you know, first listening to someone else's story with your heart in your hands. You know what I mean? Because we all have our own stories and our own struggles, and we're a certain way because if we really take a time to listen to somebody's story and go way back with it, then we can, you know, have empathy for them. Where it's like, okay, now I understand how you got here. I understand now why you're here. And how that happened. But when we're so caught up in our own stuff, we don't really see that until we start really knowing what, you know, having love for self is. And once you have that true self love for yourself, then you can actually really, really listen to someone else's story and begin to love
definitely.
Them, you know, for who they are.
Oh, definitely.
Today I'm starting my 21 Day of Forgiveness Challenge. I hope
Amen.
That you join me. I'm asking everyone to join me. I start today, 21 days to forgive, because, you know, like I said earlier, apologies don't mean anything if you keep doing what you're
wow.
sorry for. You know, a lot of people is like, okay, I won't do this again, I'm sorry, and here they go doing it again. If not maybe to that
yeah.
same person, but to another person. And it's
yeah,
like,
it becomes repetitious, yeah.
Right. Now, listen, if you say you're sorry the first time, you really have to mean it and let it go. Like, you really have to then see your, when you're saying sorry, you have to, that means, supposed to mean that you open up your eyes and you're like, okay, I have to do this another way, you know, in another fashion. But, you know, you can't worry about what everybody else is doing or what they're going to do.
Nah.
You don't need to worry about
mm-hmm.
you. So
nah.
I'm going to take my part. I'm going to be accountable and take my part in it and do my 21-day forgiveness challenge and forgive those that sometimes don't know no better. Forgive those that have hurt me deep. Sometimes they don't even know how badly you can hurt someone. I mean, you don't know how badly you can hurt someone because you don't know their true feelings or intentions. So
yeah.
I'm going to take responsibility and I'm going to start my 21 days. And it's not that easy to forgive.
No, well, I mean, you know,
it's
part of maturity and growth. And first and foremost is a genuine. You have to be genuinely apologetic. It has to come from a deeper rooted place, deep inside of you, to know that when you say, I apologize and I'm sorry, and even for the unknown things that you apologize, even to yourself, because sometimes you even have to apologize to yourself, you know,
mm-hmm.
it has to be so genuine, you know, with that passion to say, you know what, because let me tell you something, you know, I have to still seek a certain like, I could count in one hand, like, people that I genuinely still, that God is working with me into still fully saying,
mm-hmm.
you know what, I forgive, but, you know, they can still, when somebody rubs you wrong, it's because you still haven't fully forgiven.
Right.
You understand?
Right.
When
you hear their name or their voice,
yeah,
in your it's like when you hear their name or their voice and something just goes, it's like, you know, like that whistle for the dog. You're like,
no, you
okay, I still have an issue.
You know, or you want to talk about it. And you know what? I mean, though it's still fresh for me, and maybe for them it's just like, well, you know, they, at the end of the day, you know, you have to, God has said, you know, what you, Jesus already forgave you. What you still holding on that forgiveness for?
That's
you already
true.
Let
and
it
you know
out.
What?
Let it
and
be.
And you know what? In that same token, we always want God to forgive us. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so we can't be
somebody else.
Yeah, exactly. We can't want forgiveness and not return that. So that's kind
of
hypocritical. Yeah, that's kind of hypocritical if you want forgiveness
and
but not to forgive.
And, but you know what? Some people don't know. Like I tell my group, I have this thing called Sunday Fun Day Funk Day. We keep it funky. It's Sunday, we go to church and we come back and we break bread together, we chill, whatever. You ever seen some pictures or whatever? And, you know, we keep it funky. Whatever. We just say what we have to say with love and respect and all that, and we let things out. And we laugh. I mean, you know how we are. We laugh a whole lot. But, you know, my rule to that is when you get out of here, man, be genuine, man. When you get out of this circle right here, you know, don't go and start talking about what we, you know, like, that's a big no-no. You
mm-hmm.
know, like, let's do this. We all in our 40s. Like, are you serious? Like, you
mm-hmm.
know, let's do the grown and sexy thing. Let's not do the, you know, high school stuff or whatever. Leave that to generations.
But we all know. But we all know that not because you're in your
40s. And
40,
we got some grown-ups that still think that mentally, their age is, and we're talking men and women, their age
mm-hmm.
is in their age. But mentally, they're still stuck in that time of they were 20, 21, 22, maybe 15,
yes.
because they got stuck there because, and I don't want to get stuck, I'm sorry. I can't get stuck
right.
on what happened in 2007, 2005.
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, there's a lot of people that do go through that. And, you know, we just got to keep them in prayer, man, because everybody has their different timing. Everybody has their different timing in life. But after a certain age, really, you got to get it together. I mean, you got to get it together because,
nah,
you know, time stops for no one. Like, life stops for no one.
I cannot do it. I am not babysitting. That's it. Plain old simple.
No, I mean,
whether
not babysitting, but
not.
Just keep them in prayer. Yeah, I mean, keep them in prayer.
Keep them in prayer,
you know,
yeah.
Ain't nobody got
time
for that. Who got time for that?
I can't do God's job. That's one thing. God, I can't do God's job. I can only try to inspire you and keep you in prayer, and that's it. But other than that,
absolutely.
I can't. And live by an example, too. You know?
Absolutely.
That's when people start hating and, you know, it'd be so funny. Why people just can't turn around and say, you know, I'm happy for you, you know? Like, for real.
It's hard for some people, you know, but, you know, I mean, oh, that's another topic for another day, though. But let me continue with my phone line. My phone line is lit up.
Yeah,
my phone line is lit up, so let me go. Hang
later.
With me.
But I'm
keep you
on
hold.
Phone, go ahead.
All right, guys. Peace. Love you.
Love you too, honey.
I'm going to another call. Okay, since you just popped in, I'm going to let you know that I'm going to go to your phone. I'm going to open up your lines. If you want to talk, you want to give a shout-out, or anything you want to say, you want to share, it's cool. You can do so when I open up your lines. If you don't and you just want to listen to the show or listen to what everybody else got to say, it's also cool, and I'll continue to keep you on hold. Don't hang up. I don't force nobody to talk. Like I said earlier, I have enough stuff to talk about, and so do my caller. So 917, good morning, y'all. With Emma E2K, 917-742. Peace.
Good morning.
Good morning. Who's this?
Good morning. This is Brian, Rocket Boys.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. And you?
I'm blessed, man. I'm blessed. Even when I'm not, I'm blessed.
That's a good thing.
Steve. How are you this morning?
I'm good. Working.
Amen.
Working, listening to the show.
Amen. You have any shout-outs?
Yeah, I want to give a shout-out to everybody down in Tampa. I want to give a shout-out to you, especially E2K.
Appreciate that.
And I want to give a shout-out to my newfound Bucket Boys down in Kissimmee, Florida. We just opened up a big branch out there.
That's what's up. Shout out to my people down in Kissimmee. Kissimmee doing it big. So it's Orlando. I got people out there in Orlando that's always on the tune in.
Yep.
That's what's up. All right. So thank you for calling. I appreciate you. I'm going to keep you on hold. Are you going to stay hanging out with us?
Yep.
That's what's up. All right. Thanks. Shout out to the Bucket Boys worldwide. Shout out to all those that are calling in, that are hitting me on the, I see you on the IM. I'm trying to get to everybody, but also my lines is Christmas. So I'm going to go into music real quick while I get all the other shout outs from the inbox, and I'll be right back.
Play on the guitar strings, makes me think of my favorite song. Reminds me when I heard Aretha sing, that is Stephen and Chaka Khan. Can't go back to yesterday, yes. But can we just put the songs away and fall back in love with you?
Music's on.
Where the song goes,
all the time to be
we don't sing
no
more. Where's the music
song?
Motivational Mondays with your sexy host, Emma E2K. You're listening to LushRadioOnline.com. Motivational Mondays is the show that's right now on the air with your sexy host, me. Good morning, everybody. Thank you, everybody, for continuing to be on deck. Shout out to all those that hit me on the inbox. It's crazy. My phone lines is Christmas. I appreciate you guys so much. I mean, because, you know, without an audience, I'll just be talking to myself. And then what they going to say about that? That don't sound too right. I'm going to read an insert from The Secret, which everyone always loves that I read and always asking me, don't forget to read some of the stuff from The Secret. So here goes. Happiness is a state of mind and comes from the inside of you. By the law of attraction, you must become on the inside what you want on the outside. You are either choosing to be happy now or you are making up excuses for not choosing to be happy. But there are no excuses for the law. I think that goes with what I was saying, what I always say when people ask me how I'm doing. I always say fabulous or great or blessed. Even when I don't feel it, even when I don't think it, I still claim it. So that's part of that. It's kind of like claiming your situation, claiming your mental. If you're always, you know, boo-hooing about things that are going wrong and, you know, and that you can get, you know, things are not going the way you want it, then, of course, then, you know, your whole attitude and everything will be negative and, you know, we'll be sad. But if you change all that around, no matter what you're going through, I mean, listen, I know people that are suffering through cancer that are more positive than me, okay? So you are not your circumstance, you know? Whatever you set your mind, then your body follows, you know? And being positive is one of the biggest healing tools along with love and faith. So, you know, don't forget that when you're going through, like, things that you feel that you're never going to get through, you know, because you will. And in that note, I'm gonna throw this next song out to all those that need it. It just needs no introduction. Once you hear it, you already know. If it's meant for you, then, you know, then receive it.
Everybody's coming to the table. That's one thing that I can be optimistic about. Pain is what creates my music. I'm useless when I'm happy. So pain is what my motivator, frustration, anger, confusion, loneliness. So I think with what you're talking about, with the world being chaotic, which it is, all this chaos is what's bringing us all together, bringing the three of us into one room.
I never thought
So I hope that whoever needed that received it. Good morning, good morning. Motivational Mondays, yeah, with your sexy host, Emma E2K. Yeah, sometimes, you know, my scales go up or they go down depending. But sometimes I just play certain songs that are meaningful, more meaningful to, you know, one person than it is to another. But that, you know, that's what it is when God sends us messages through other people. So the way I, in turn, give messages by writing, by blogging, by playing music on the show, and that's kind of how I pay it forward. Shout out to all those that have joined my new group, on Facebook, which is called Support Those Who Support You. Everybody, it's on there supporting one another, you know, and it's always good to have that networking and that community where everybody can come together and kind of feed off of another person's positiveness, because if you do it with just one person, it's exhausting. So it has to be a group of people that are kind of moving in the same direction, you know, and I always try to surround myself with that nice group of family and friends that are supportive, not that are yes people, like, oh, they yes me and everything I want to do, because trust me, our people do not yes me. I'm checked when I need to be checked, but I'm also empowered when I need to be empowered. So you need to find that type of circle in your life, people that support you, that are real with you, and that don't let you get away with no crap neither, because you know, you don't respect people like that, that will allow you to get away with anything you want to get away with. So, you know, just make sure you know who's in your inner circle. You have a bunch of circles. It's your inner, the family, you know, and everybody else is out there. So although I wish and I have love for everyone that I come across, still in my day-to-day, you know, my circle is very, very small, the people that I deal with on a day-to-day basis, you know, because face it, I can't talk to everybody every day, all day long, right? but it doesn't mean that I don't think of everybody and I don't wish them well. Don't forget to follow me on all the social networks. I'm Googleable, soy googleable, so you can go to Google and type in Emma E2K, and all my business will come out, as I already found out that even the stalkers can do that. So, but as long as you stalkers know that I have security on deck always, then we're all good. You can stalk from a distance. I can't do nothing about that. Just please don't mean me no harm, because I mean no harm to no one. You know, all I want to do is try to balance out this negative world into some, you know, positive energy. It's a hard fight, but, you know, that's all I want, is just to create some sort of balance. And, of course, to one day have my future king in my life where I'll be complete. No, let me fix that. I am complete, where I will have him come in and just, you know, make it better. Yeah, that's what I exactly meant. So shout out to all those that have called in, have inboxed me, have hit me on the gram, have shared this show with those that you felt needed to listen to something motivational or some great music. I appreciate you all day long. Shout out to La Tere, man. Thank you. Thank you, sis. Thank you, Queen Sis. You already know what I'm thanking you for, so thank you very much. Shout out to my cousin Damer. Shout out to Lizette. Shout out to Liz. All my Bronx family, all my Brooklyn family, my whole New York City family, my whole Florida family, my Connecticut family, my North Carolina family, my Maryland family. Shout out to the CEO of Lush Radio Online, Lushy Lush, who's always blessing me with this stage and allowing me to do what I do here. I appreciate you, sis. Shout out to all those that are fighting and battling, you know, yourself, man. Let it go. But don't give up. Let it go, but don't give up. I love you. I'll be here next week. Same bat time, same bat channel, lushradioonline.com, every Monday from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Thank you. I appreciate you so, so much. I mean, the love that I have for everyone that supports me just doubles when I have to, you know, sharpshoot it right back at y'all. So have a blessed day, but have an amazing week. And I'll leave you with some more Pink.
Made a wrong turn once or twice. Dug my way out, blood and fire. Bad decision, that's alright. Welcome to my silly life. Mistreated, misplaced, misunderstood, misknowing it's so good. It didn't slow me down. Mistaken, always second guessing, underestimated. Look, I'm still around. Pretty, pretty, please, don't you ever, ever feel like you're less than, less than. Why do I do that? Why do I do that? Yeah!